three?
Speaker four.
This looks great.
Oh, LaCroix, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Just throw this down here.
Sorry, what were your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it?
I'm Katya.
Hi, Katya.
Katya?
Eric.
Hi, nice
Eric.
to meet you, Eric, yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle. Nice
Yeah,
to meet you.
nice
Guys,
to meet
I'm
you.
Michael.
And I would love to shake you just like
Get
your husband.
Get
And
started.
this is okay,
Pretty
is
awkward
it?
right there.
I think there is a milk.
Who's that for?
Someone who's late for the party.
Yeah, it's late
Yeah.
for the party. This looks great.
Holy cow.
Really awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Making too
what
much
I'm
noise,
wearing,
yeah.
also what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Do you have mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think so. A little
Mmm.
almond
Yeah.
stick.
Yummy.
Didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect.
If you're hungry.
Yeah, I'm definitely hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food for
Yeah.
four of us.
Nice.
So are you playing? Oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a game this week.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know, I've been very busy,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
we won by two in overtime,
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Who
it's
did
really
you guys
intense.
play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that didn't really count last week, I guess.
No, the other one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
Reached home here.
Yeah.
Nice, that's awesome, though.
We're down by three. With maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the three-point line. And shot three or he had three
Yeah.
free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one. Chucked the third one. Awesome rebound and made it at
Oh,
the buzzer.
yeah.
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Walking, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
All about basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, we're
Yeah,
like
we're all
in the same Yeah, I guess you
Is it like
Yeah,
could call
it's
it
like
that. It's like a work
the
league here.
Yeah, the Moffitt Gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
They have like a dodgeball league as well too, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one.
That
Like, that
sounds
would be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the face before a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers. Enjoy your lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I
much
know.
food.
I'll have to go back for more later.
Yeah.
This is my first time I've tried LaCroix. It's really good.
Really?
Mhm.
It's in. It's
Oh, nice.
all the new trend now.
It's very basic, but very tasty.
So do you think they use like real, you know, just like flavors
Oh,
or
absolutely
whatever?
not.
I don't yeah. I don't
Yeah.
think it's real.
It's all like sweetened and stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz there's
Natural
no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there, but it's
It's very
yeah.
productive. Yeah.
I don't know. It is tasty, though.
Oh, no, everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Me too.
Yeah, you too? Nice. Where in San Francisco? You know where Almani is? You know, just like close to Mission District, but Lakeshore Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose. I know you're Santana Row.
That's
Yeah.
where we're at too.
Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness, what are the chances?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so many city kids. That's awesome.
Well, had to get away. I was born and raised around here,
Oh,
so I need to get away from home for
Yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly I end up hanging out with my
And it's not as bad, at least I'm probably 30 minutes, I guess, further south.
Do
Yeah,
any of
which
you take
helps.
the shuttle?
Mhm,
Yeah.
I do.
Me
I don't
too.
know that I've seen you
No,
on the
I
bus
rarely,
though.
I take the west line all the way, so
Yeah, so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
Or just hang
Yeah, I
out.
take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
Like leave the totes right to you and just like
Yeah.
it's not a woman, it's
You'd
awesome.
think so.
Unless they're in
Traffic's
traffic.
In traffic.
Bad.
Yeah.
How is that over like holiday season? Cuz
Oh,
every
it's
time I go
nice.
by I'm just like, well
Oh, do you mean
like
like the
shopping
traffic around?
holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction
it's
right
gonna
now.
be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, but it must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
Palo Alto.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Nice area.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Parks as well.
I'm a little jaded and spoiled.
Yeah, that's nice.
For sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in Bay Area?
I'm from Southern California. Orange County.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. Yeah, what about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew
Oh,
up
nice.
at Saint Gabriel.
Wow.
So but yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You worry for the farthest distance
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You have
relocation.
to travel Yeah, you have to travel back, it would be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around the world.
Yeah, true.
It would be faster.
One day.
Yeah. One day, yeah.
You don't gotta go back often enough.
Yeah, not often, but indeed in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to
Oh,
visit my
nice.
wood nephew.
Oh,
Oh,
good.
nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
Almost.
Almost.
One week prior should be
Okay.
done.
Okay. That'll be fun then. You get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
part.
that's awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If
guess.
it's on.
Yeah.
Which
Definitely.
Yeah.
For the World Cup I do. It's a little
It's
bit
Yeah.
a big event.
That's yeah.
Mhm.
Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting
it's
for?
fun. That's a good question. So the US obviously
Didn't qualify.
is not playing, so can't root for them, you know. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for I think the first time
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
History or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kinda rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, rooting
Anything
for
that
good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
good.
Good. A lot of interesting upsets and stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's been fun.
Yeah. Be cool to see. Cuz a lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's a big, you know, just like kind of event, right? So but what's your favorite, you know, sport maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah. What you
Mine is
do,
figure skating. I love figure
Oh.
watching
Oh.
figure skating.
You also do it as well?
When I go everyone thinks that it's a show. I fall down all the time
Yeah,
and
I'm
everyone's
tired.
like, she's good and you know, just like you know, in the character like she's fallen down. I'm not into character, I just fallen down
Oh, wow.
on ice. How about you guys?
Kinda like the basic ones, you know, football, I like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, so a little bit of that and some like contact sports on the side for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind?
Lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing and
Wow.
kickboxing and
Nice.
stuff like
Cool.
that. Yeah,
Nice.
until my body just
Yeah.
stop
Good workout
hearing this
though.
year, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like getting my butt kicked than
Yeah.
anything, but
It
show's more well-rounded than my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh,
Yeah.
no.
lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
Oh,
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, me too. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play,
Yeah.
I guess, once a week. Though I have not been
Once
making
a
the
week.
games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
They're really fun.
It's just at the gym, right? Yeah.
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh, yeah. We grew up
You guys
playing
weren't in basketball,
basketball.
Hello.
Well,
Little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You're a Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah, I mean the point of view right here too,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Went through the whole lull of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Unlike
remember
everyone else
given
these
permission.
fair weather
Yeah,
fans.
exactly. I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those were the days.
And they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz I was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier, you know, just like the more they wait started to win,
Oh, yeah.
the more expensive
Oh, yeah.
the tickets
And
got.
they're now very good.
Yeah, too good. Like, I can't afford to go
Yeah,
there.
it's crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting for Sion that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah.
instead of keeping it, you know, in Oakland, because Oakland
Yeah.
also needs developments like that.
It's
And San Francisco's already
packed.
really crowded.
Yeah.
Just Giants, you know, stadium would have been
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse and it's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, you know, just like I'm just like, oh my gosh, yeah, hopefully they won't put emergency, you know, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there, and they'll need
Yeah.
probably helicopter.
Yeah. Within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think it's like
I think
next
it's next
year.
year.
Already?
Yeah, is it 2018
Wow.
now already?
Mhm.
No. I think 2019.
That's crazy.
2020, yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets and just like resold it. I don't know, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those. Yeah. So I went to a game this year, in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
It was actually a gift, which is really the only reason that I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
It's
can get
crazy.
expand on this?
Yeah.
Who do they play?
They play the Pelicans. So
Oh,
it was
that's pretty big.
Yeah.
The Brow.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah,
And
no.
the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Who are they playing?
Pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, they're still going for that much?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Yeah, so I would like to get another plate. We have
I may,
food
yeah,
today.
we'll probably
Oh,
get
well,
some
we made
more.
a little bit of food today.
We'll probably get
So,
more soon.
yeah. And it's delicious. I like a delicious kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2 this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have
Is it
you
also
seen it?
good? No.
No,
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
that's
what all my friends were telling me. That's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families growing up.
Really?
Asian
Yeah.
Americans, yeah.
And I don't know what it's about, but it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's about dumplings.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was the first short film to be produced by a Asian female.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
It's interesting how they take on those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco came in coming
Yeah.
out of like just recently, which I loved.
I
But with
did
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the prom process.
Yeah.
But you know, like, in a community like that, it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions,
Oh, wow.
right?
Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch here, just like this?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw, like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I saw that
Took me
late
a while,
as well.
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also about
It's
a few years
good.
ago.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
The actors, you know, because to
So
bring
many.
movies, yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said, like, for me, it's a little bit too much of a salad. Mixed together, all those things
Oh,
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and, you know,
Yeah.
like all of those things, you know, come together.
How do you give those characters enough screen time? There's
Don't.
Forty different people.
Can't.
Probably can't.
And such big name people, too.
Actors, yeah.
And then you get like a prologue to like read up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For, yeah, for what it is, I mean, like, I set the bar really low. Or
Okay.
expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind of
That's
thing.
good. For me, it was vice versa. I was like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. Just like, let's go for it. And then I'm just
Better be
like, really?
Felt the same way. But I still liked it. It was still enjoyable.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and you probably like never go back again. I would, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time again?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Airplane movies.
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you're like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch because you can. You have nothing else
I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline. Not like one of
I
those ones
do. I
don't have
do.
the
Yeah,
screens.
it's Cathay Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm actually I'm going business on this one. I used
Oh.
miles for the upgrade, so
Nice.
I finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
The upgrade is really
Yeah.
expensive. It's nice.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, setting champagne.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to that and now as you land in, I was like, I don't remember what was I waiting for. It was
Yeah,
fun.
right? The only the problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You don't. You break the glass and
It's just like,
you're
oh no.
That's true.
That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that those
It's your first
15 hours.
time?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in the CAL class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
Yeah. I think so too, but it is what it
Yeah,
is.
you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacation? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year's packed with weddings for me.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. They're all like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god. I
Yeah.
know. I was just trying to book one and it's at like Newport Beach. And I'm like
Oh,
looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know. I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing
parties
and the
and
bachelor.
yeah, the clothes, it's
Oh,
not
yeah.
cheap.
But all those parties coming along, like literally the bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. I was like, what's that? You know, it's like, where did that come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after that is all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end, does it?
I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah. Just attend them anyway.
There's this idea here.
Some of my friends said they'd love to have kids and I'm just like, why would I spend all this time, you know, just like on kids and, you know. But like it's personal choice and but yes, definitely there's a bunch of and there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids, then
Yeah, you get roped into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You kinda drag by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer nanny.
Yeah.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't. And I'm like taking this baby from our friends and you're just like and she's like hey Hannah, take this baby, look how cute it is. I'm like, no thanks. I love you baby guys, but no thanks.
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that
You
shit.
don't. It's funny.
Yeah, hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia in
Yeah,
November.
and
And you're going to China, right? Is that for your vacation
It's not for fun,
or
unfortunately.
Can you
Yeah.
turn it into a fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
That's what I did last time too.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I swung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Oh, cool.
very cool. Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for Fourth of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. I said
Wow.
yes, yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston.
Nice.
It's really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not
Nice.
ready for that.
But the good part that they have almost every place has swimming pools. You can really enjoy it.
Only one is barbecue next to a swimming pool. I'll be good. Booked next week already.
That's a good way to do it.
I know, plane flights, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fourth of July.
Last time I went to Texas I did barbecue. After day one I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats and
Yeah.
the salt level just goes through the
Yeah,
Yeah.
the salt, the sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And you're like, I wanna watch this documentary. I like here's a slab of butter on bread and like cut at it with corn drizzle.
And lemonade with like just sugar
Yeah,
or
and
sugar
all
water.
that sweet tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yeah.
That's so good though.
Do you like barbecue in general?
Yeah, but try not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't feel like it. So I
Really?
decided this year to celebrate my birthday doing a barbecue party at a park. But you know San Francisco, how windy it gets? And it so happens it was the windiest day ever. So we needed to stop the, you know, just like fire took us a while.
Yeah, yeah. It keeps going out. Was this next to the water? From Chrissy Hill, I think maybe?
McLaurin Park?
Okay.
Where's that?
It's like it's just our money, you know, just and there is Silver Avenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after
Oh.
Golden Gate.
Oh wow.
It's a little
I don't know about
wilder.
you.
It has a beautiful lake. You know, there's a couple of really nice lakes nearby. But to make sure short it's all of the food wasn't covered with ash or something
Oh yeah.
because
Oh man.
it is so
Well, that kind
tiny.
of barbecuing is very different than
Yeah.
Texas barbecue. Which is, I mean that stuff is
Yeah.
or New Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
Out in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I was in Austin, Texas a couple months ago for a bachelor party and got some barbecue down there. But I felt terrible after eating it. Like, it actually wasn't even that good because the one that was really good was they like ran out of food. So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people and then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, oh, let's just go to like this one next door and it was not very good. And I felt horrible after eating it.
Mm.
But at least I had Texas barbecue.
Yeah, at least you crossed it off then.
Yeah. Check marks.
Yeah, just gotta do all the other stuff and shit. Yeah, I'll have to do that again. Better barbecue.
Yeah.
I just did my first copper foil. Down in Niagara. That was awesome too.
Wow.
Like, it was for a wedding, and
Cool.
they have a roll out cut right on the bayou.
That's
So
awesome.
it's bucket.
So how did it come to you, and like, if they collect it or bag
They
it?
have, they, so, they had a trailer with like where they boiled it at the house, and it's just probably like the size of a table full of crawfish. And they just started like scooping up and like shoving in our crawfish on the plate. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and when you're down there, it's like just throw it in the bayou, you just recycle it.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
That's
Mhm.
funny.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Is it just like curled up at the bottom of the
It probably does, cause
Yeah.
it must've been
Cooked
But I think like gators get it or something, I'm
Oh.
sure. Something like that.
Oh, gators.
But yeah, it was like green
Yeah.
Frozen maybe?
Yeah, at
Mhm.
least, I don't know. Well, that's where they come from, in the bayou, so I guess you end up where Yeah, you would think all the spices are destroyed though,
Yeah.
so But yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Interesting. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've never had it either.
Yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food? This is a hard
That's
one.
hard, yeah.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites, if that
Mike
makes any
goes on a
sense.
lot of dates.
Yeah.
That's the only meal he just like to enjoy as much. Oh, except for, you know, Palestinian food, when he can't eat the spices.
Which?
Palestinian. You know, Palestinian food,
Oh.
he can't eat the spices as much.
Okay.
But, Italian, so French and Japanese.
Okay.
How about you, babe?
I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I think I categorize it by I will eat any type of that food, anything. Yeah.
I was in the Asian category. Yeah, Japanese and Taiwanese food.
What,
Kinda just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
They're all fairly different though, like which
Oh, yeah.
what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food
Okay.
and a lot of Taiwanese food, so those two would be my like last ramen kind of thing.
What about you, Michael?
I would say Italian food is, that's what I, that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
Sounds so unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food? Not
And like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like
Yeah,
That's more what I think of.
Maybe I eat all the like junk
Yeah.
on the streets.
Some street food person.
I'm not sure if it's good or good. Are we talking about wontons? It's my favorite.
Wasn't really what I was thinking
Yeah.
of.
I'm just saying.
I'm thinking more like just like the way that fish is prepared.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Steamed and
Yeah,
like
like very freshly. Ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
That was more what I was first shown when I was there and was not a big fan. And then had to eat more of the cleaner stuff and was like, this is awesome.
Yeah. So which is your favorite part in Cantonese, you know, dish maybe in Cantonese?
I don't really know enough to say, but I guess is roast goose Cantonese?
Oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would count, right? Those are
That's what I was thinking about when you said,
Yeah.
like, that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
And those
Especially
steamed
when
prison dogs. Oh.
Yeah, they roasted like suckling pigs and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's not
Six
healthy.
week old baby pig and melting
You know,
that.
suckling, you know, just like I think when you like there is in Napa Valley, there is a place, you know, just like Orchid Tea, they are massive, one
Oh, yeah,
of
I've been there.
the. You've been there, right? So, and you know that they do tournaments?
Mhm.
And the way this like there are knights that you have to like, you know, just kind of portray that they are fighting with each other. And after, you know, after that, after 10 years, you know, tournament, they sit down and they have the pigs on the road, you know, goat's pigs, you know, so. Interesting. I'm not sure if you anyone I know you look like you get a little bit.
Not that crazy, no.
I was like, I didn't look the other. I was gonna say, 'cause some
Into
people
my
might find
chicken.
it.
Yeah. No, that's a very Filipino name actually. He's a huge pig
Oh,
with
wow.
an apple in his mouth, yeah.
That
Yeah.
sounds good.
It's pretty good.
A lot of cultures do that. I know, like my Greek friend, they would do a roast pig for their family reunions and stuff.
I heard like they do like lamb like goats or something also.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, they can cook.
Yes, they
Whatever
can.
means.
Right. Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so the pasta, yeah. And obviously still, you know, pasta with meat. Like once had this wild boar ragu. One of my favorite meals, it was at this like medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. Still remember that as one of my favorite meals.
Yeah.
With the local wine, it was
That's cool. I still need to like get out to Europe more
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here though on the West Coast.
It is, yeah. It's not very accessible. So when I was in France, to be honest, I was impressed. And we went to different restaurants, like you know where locals went, you know, like anywhere from cheap to expensive ones. But I really enjoyed the French cuisine, Californian French cuisine, because I think it's kind of the best, you know, the way how they cook. Maybe we just spoiled here, because we have really good restaurants here,
We do, yeah, and the diversity of food.
For sure.
Yeah. And for the Italian, my favorite is like pasta dish carbonara, you know, just celery. And for the meat dish, you know, probably focaccia. So anything with bone. My favorite one. So and in Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh,
I don't even know where to start.
Some dish to try, you know, just like which one
Yeah,
did
one
you like
last
so
meal.
far?
Oh,
Yeah.
last
One
meal.
last meal.
It'd be sushi for me. Really
Something like that
fatty
for like
tuna.
The salmon.
The fatty tuna.
And like hold them like it's all
Toro.
meaty or something on there.
Really?
Yeah.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel something before I die. Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
My spice tolerance isn't great, but
So it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible. How can you taste it? You're not
Well, I guess it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I did
Big in China and
hot
Taiwan.
pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
you and like nobody warned me that
Oh,
this was gonna happen.
I think that's people
That's
warning.
really the way you should
That's
feel, right?
terrible.
It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
Cause they and I was just like, what is going on? I was like, in my mind, I'm like
That's
And they're
when
like,
you went
oh
to
yeah,
the
Sichuan pepper. I was like, this is it. It was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation. So I recommend that. Actually,
I recommend that.
there's one here in Cooper.
There's a handful of them, yeah. I
Teano?
think about Hai Di Lao.
Hai Di Lao, yeah. If you ever just wanna mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth,
I'm not really
definitely
sold
recommend
right now
it.
for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
It's like
You're
you're going
not
to the
supposed
dentist. You do
It's
it first.
great
I'm okay with spicy. I'm getting better.
when you have people confident, like, oh yeah, this is gonna be meat. Yeah, like, let me take them somewhere real quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with
some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like, whoa, this is hot, but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Can't feel anything.
Yeah.
It also tastes good. Like there's a good taste to it.
Is it tangy?
Yeah.
Like it's tangy.
So when you eat it, do you get used to it?
I don't know. My mom can just hammer away like nothing. So maybe like
I don't feel it less.
No.
It's an also interesting thing. Each culture, have their own spice. Where I'm originally from Russia, it's so we can just like mustard. And we have different varieties of mustard and how it's made. Also like the Österreichisch. So it's those two kind of like mix. But from the culture point of view, it's interesting. You have your spice called ajika with different peppers and just like unmixed. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of peppers, and but with all these mixed somehow with tomatoes and teas, So in Asian culture, it is a bit wasabi.
Yeah, that's horseradish. So the ones you get here, yes, it's definitely the cheese horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like Northern
wasabi type.
Yeah,
is that what you said?
Wasabi, relish, peppers, hot peppers. Yeah.
Hunan province.
Oh my god.
Has some
Fresh
real
as fire.
I've heard that in Peru, they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices around, of course, like some governor and masks. So, but they just like have smallest amount, you know, like they say saffron in big amounts and make your sort of blood more become a jelly because you not really have a lot of saffron spice. That's why it's all in small,
Really?
So be careful on saffron, guys. So, but the spices, there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
This is in Petaluma, you said?
So for me, the spices thing was just like over huge that I ever tried. And when people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was just like, it's not true. Have you ever thought of your hair setting on fire? No,
Wow.
That's why so when I went to South Korea, every restaurant had these options. They're all so different. And some places are just like garlic.
Yeah.
And some people
Really
are really
fermented.
spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was happy. The whole time I just walked around with my mouth was like, you can just taste the garlic for months.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's it's gotta be spicy too.
Keep your taste in the food. Wine tasting around Korea, so they just keep your taste
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
That's funny. I could do that. I caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. So good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here that you guys have done?
It will be obvious. Tamales Bay.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay. Have you been there?
I have.
They changed it up
So
a little
just,
bit.
is that Rock Town? Is that the same thing?
Kinda. Well, it's not there. It's where
Did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, the Rock Town.
Do you know where all the oyster farms and all that are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it's been closed, no?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic tables anymore. So it's just, yeah. I think it was something about a license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just give it to you and you're on these picnic benches.
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah.
They
That's
still,
another one.
Which was right up there.
Yeah.
That was
Yeah, they're super nice. I interview that all the time. I go on to chef's places and how they prepare
So
it.
do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something?
they just sell you like a bag of oysters. They're like, here you go. Get a oyster shucker. And
Okay.
what we would do, like, we would typically go out for like birthday parties, so sometimes it does like $1,000 or something for us.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, bring the other barbecue picnic snacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then just oysters. So
Cool.
it's
That sounds awesome. Where is this in North America?
North, yeah. It's just keep going past, right north, about north of Colorado. Yeah, just like just Hog Island, Yeah.
Even already switched to, like, instead of breaking and opening, you will be posing like out, you know, just like with that thing out on the shelf.
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking to you. It hasn't ever gotten to that point.
Not that I know of.
What do you like to do around here when you're not in the south though?
No, if you're active, I recommend like Mission Peak, if you've ever done that before. It's pretty intense. I didn't realize that back
I didn't
then.
do that
Didn't
when
bring
we were there.
wa- I didn't bring enough
Me
water.
neither.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty intense.
It's
No
about,
shade.
yeah,
Yeah.
that'd be a quick little hike.
Yeah, it's not.
I'd not be a lot tougher than I thought.
Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath and keep going, but the view at the top is really worth it. So
How long of a hike?
A few miles?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh, so
pretty
not
up.
that long, but it
No.
it's still intense,
You're
huh?
just still climbing up
The
there along
elevation.
the top of these stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says, okay, this is a pretty strenuous hike.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution. And I
Wow.
was like, okay, that's not bad. And then I actually do it, and I'm like, this is pretty tough. And I don't know,
Wow.
I consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go when it's we're freezing outside like this weekend. Cuz this weekend was really hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you guys
You went
can go
this
out.
weekend?
No, I just, this weekend was really
Yeah.
hot. And my apartment doesn't have AC, so it was
Oh.
pretty miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Martin, San Francisco. I live in San Francisco except for the full window of the moon. So we have AC once a year. Other
Yeah,
than
but it's
that,
totally different up there. I mean, it's not like
Yeah, you have like natural AC.
Yeah,
It's fine.
it's never
Oh, good.
There was a heat wave last year. I don't know. I don't
Oh,
have
yeah.
I don't have air conditioning either, but I never need it.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, it's usually like 50 degrees at my house.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat sometimes. I kinda
Me
do.
neither.
It's like, eh. It's just always
Turn on all
kind
the
of like
stoves and just hover
The
around
cold,
that.
yeah.
Yep.
Well, I don't really mind it. I'd rather that than being hot.
Yeah.
Also, you're from the East Coast. We're not from Russia, so our cold and our hot are like,
Yeah.
you know,
It's very true.
still moderately comfortable.
Pretty big sample right
Yeah,
California, Los
yeah.
Angeles.
Can't complain.
LC's pretty low going up
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting because, like, I live here for about 10 years, and I still, you know, find some places that I can learn about. But recently, I discovered this fellow apartments. Have you heard this?
I have heard about that,
You
yeah.
heard
What's it about?
the Kerskos Way? You know,
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fellow, it's like architecture from 280. It's from San Francisco, 20, 30 minutes away, you know, in Hollywood Hills, in like kind of flowers and Have you been ever, have you ever been to Kerskos?
No.
I haven't either.
Like, California
Oh,
is,
I
I've been
want
here
to.
my whole life, and there's so much I haven't
Well,
seen,
that's one
so.
of those places, cuz it's almost passive driving to LA like that. And it's like, I just wanna get there. It's almost nonstop.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? And I have some European friends who've never been to, like, London or Paris because they can't at any time.
I've never been to San Francisco.
Wow.
Oh, yes, but not San Francisco. Okay, no reason to do it.
Okay.
I haven't even been on the drive. I
Yeah,
just, like,
see,
hard
there
my
we
way
go.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And you grew up here, too.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. So
Something.
I'm not even like
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when you would do, like, museums or monuments. That was otherwise
Yeah.
just never really.
Have you been to the White House?
I have.
Before the Internet Age, it didn't allow me. Now they don't allow you, except you need to write your senator.
They're still, I think they still allow you now. They'll
Hmm.
always allow people, but actually, I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of